but you got to keep checking in, because if it changes and you don't change your behavior, you don't change your actions, you don't change your expectations, you might wake up one day and realize you're living a life that you didn't design and that you don't really want to live.
You can't get what you want without shifting what you do. They're entirely connected. What you get in life is literally predicated on what you do. What you manifest in life is predicated on what you say, think, do, feel, and believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 7 episodes a week, 6 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and myself, and one world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Next Level Nation, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. It was last week's live Q&A. How do you put your emotions aside when making logical decisions? Today, for episode number 781, what happens when you change your mind about your future? Couple stories of this. Alan and I were doing our intentions before this, and I was like, I think I have one story for this, but and this is something I tell during speeches a lot, why clarity is so important. Shout out to our buddy DeVazio, who DeVazio literally got into a car accident on the way to one of our events that we co-hosted and got a rental car and kept driving to the event. That's how much of a savage DeVazio is. So shout out to DeVazio. I was coaching DeVazio early on, and I said, what do you want out of life? Like, what do you really want? And that's always the goal, right? We have to figure out what you want out of life, where you are and where you've been. And he said, I want to start an orthodontist practice. And I said, awesome. Love that. And I said, why? And he said, there's something about smiles, like seeing somebody smile with a confident smile, like Alan is doing right now. That's more of a sketchy smile. he said, there's something about that that just really speaks to me. And I'd love to be able to help people with that. And I said, awesome. Love that. Okay. What do you value most out of these four things, the four M's of motivation? Mastery / status, being the best in the world at something. Movement / freedom, being able to do what you want, when you want. Materials / possessions, just having nice things. And then mating / romance, you know, mating with love, family, all that happy jazz. And he said, movement and freedom. And I said, okay, that's good to know, because if you want to open your own practice, you're going to have to go to school for like 4 years, 8 years, I don't even know. And then when you make your practice, you're going to have to be there every single day building that for years and years. So are you really willing to make a 10-year investment when you're going to have very little movement / freedom? And he said, honestly, I don't think I want to do that. And I said, all right, what else would you do? And now he's a real estate investor and he invests and buys income properties. So what happened there? We had a conversation. He changed what he wanted out of his future. And then he made the shifts necessary to be successful in what he wanted to do. So why this episode happened, I'm sorry, there's a bug crawling across my monitor. I don't know how he got in here. Why is this episode happening? I had a call with somebody who, when I first started working with him, he said, I want to be as successful as you guys in podcasting. Like, I want to do exactly what you're doing. I want to speak. I want to coach. I want to travel. I want to do all of that. I literally want to be like Gary Vee. And I was like, okay, cool, interesting. I dig it. Do you really know what that's going to take? And I said, honestly, I don't know what that's going to take because I'm not there yet. I know what it's taken for us to get to this level. I don't know what it's going to take for us to get to the next. Now, this was probably 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Recently, we've been having these talks about like, okay, now that you've been doing this for a while, now that you're realizing how difficult this actually is, what do you really want now? And just for a little behind the scenes, relationships became more important to this person. Because again, you can get away with Jeffing in your relationship for a couple months. Genuinely, like you can get away with it before your partner is like, hey, is it going to be like this forever? Like, is this really what we're doing here? Because if so, I don't know that I'm on board. That makes things change. You know, being broke in your journey can make things change. So this person and I came to the realization that, look, I don't know that being in the public eye, traveling around the world, speaking, coaching, podcasting. I think those are passions of mine, but I don't think that's what I want to do with my life. So the first step, I believe, what happens when you change your mind about your future? You have to be honest about it. You have to genuinely be brutally honest with yourself and say, look, I know I've been talking a big game maybe and saying this is what I want. I don't think it's what I want anymore. Or facing the fear of embarrassment by the people around you. I literally said to this person, I said, are you afraid to tell me what you really want because you think I'll think less of you because I'm pumped, you know, for you to be Gary Vee? And he said, no, I don't. And I said, well, that's good. I think that's important. Like, I want to make sure you don't. But some people might, you know, if Alan, if you and I went on Facebook Live in our Facebook group and said, hey, we're done. Like, we decided we don't want this anymore. I would feel a lot of shit. I'd be embarrassed.
Same.
Because I've said a lot happen, of, no, but, it's not yeah. going to happen. But I've said a lot of things of like, well, this is my dream car and this is my dream house and we want to have the most successful podcast in the world. But the reason I wanted to do this episode is I think that people forget to check in. I think that we get so caught up in what we're doing that we forget to ask ourselves why we started in the first place. To ask ourselves, what are we actually hoping to get out of this? To ask ourselves, how will we know if we actually made it to our goal? It's very empowering to understand where you want to go. We did an episode on clarity is a superpower recently. But you got to keep checking in because if it changes and you don't change your behavior, you don't change your actions, you don't change your expectations, you might wake up one day and realize you're living a life that you didn't design and that you don't really want to live. That's the end of my monologue.
Excellent monologue, brother.
Thank you.
Two things that jumped off the page. The first one is, and we should do an episode on this at some point for our listeners. It's actually the five next level M's of motivation. The last one you came up with, which was mission.
Mission, yes.
We should do an episode on that at some point, straight up.
I would love to.
The second thing that jumped off the page was...
I literally completely forgot about that.
I know. That was your idea. It was your idea. Great.
I remember.
Great
yeah,
framework.
Yeah.
Excellent framework. We should really, we should get a digital asset as well for people.
For sure.
And we should ask them like which one their syntax is and we'll do a whole episode
we'll do
on it.
But we'll do a whole episode, yeah.
So the other thing that jumped off the page is I remember you basically, speaking of shame of pivoting, right? Because everyone knows you for who you used to be or who you are now. They don't necessarily know you for who you aspire to be, especially when that changes. So for you, you were doing a bodybuilding show and you basically told everybody like, I'm not doing this anymore, right?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I was lying in bed. This is when I lived in New Hampshire by myself at the same place that I lived with my ex that wanted to travel to California and chase her dreams. So I was still living in the same place and I got a cheat meal. So I was like, I was losing weight. Like I was supposed to be, everything was great. And my coach was like, all right, for your cheat meal, you can have, I think it was like 3 big pancakes and a half a pint of Ben and Jerry's. And I was like, oh, F yeah. That is fire. I love it. And I had my cheat meal. I don't remember what night it was, but I had my cheat meal one night. And this was like a completely different night. And I still had half a tub of Ben and Jerry's in the freezer. And I was laying in bed. And I remember like, I was like, honestly, fuck this. I'm not going to do it. I'm done.
I'm not going to do
it. Yeah, I literally texted my coach and was like, hey, I'm done. Not doing it. It's not good for me. Like, I'm losing my mind. I think I texted a couple friends. And it's interesting. I was dating Taryn back then. I texted Taryn and said, hey, we can do anything you want this weekend. Like, I know we're supposed to go bowling. Let's get pizza. Like, let's go wild. And she's like, aren't you doing your bodybuilding show? I said, fuck no, I'm done. I'm not doing it. And she said, is it because of me? I said, honestly, no, I'm just very miserable. Like this sucks. But I did feel shame. I was embarrassed. Yeah. You know, Matt and I were doing the bodybuilding prep together and Matt kept going and I stopped.
He was doing a photo shoot prep at the time, right?
No, he was doing his bodybuilding show.
He was?
Yeah. I was supposed to be on stage with Matt.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't even, I completely forgot that. Holy crap. That would have been, oh, that's right. You were supposed to compete with him.
Yep.
But you would have been different weight classes. Yeah.
But we were hoping. And again, like, think about this. My best friend and I, he's heavier than I am. I'm lighter. We were hoping that we would each win our category and have to face each other in the finals.
In the finals. That would have been so cool. I do remember that.
And I was Ben and Jerry's, please.
Ben and Jerry took you off the rails.
But there was shame. There was shame for sure. With Matt, for sure. Of like, oh, I'm letting him down. Like, I don't want to do that. It's just what I wanted changed. I didn't want that anymore.
So that's what this episode's about. Is like, what happens when the future you want changes? Take the listeners through that process. I mean, I think one thing that this happened to me after my car accident, I know that. I was like done with corporate. I knew that. I was like gonna start my own thing. But that other than that, I mean, it's just been an amplified version of, I think I had a lot of clarity after my car accident. And I think since then, well, this is the story that I wanted to tell. Kevin and I talked about this before the episode. I'll tell it briefly. I remember being on the phone with an early coach of mine, and I've talked about this coach a lot because he really did change my life forever. And it's fascinating because now here I am doing that same thing for other people constantly, which is so cool. But basically, he had me write out all my dreams, and I had a lot of them. I mean, I wanted to buy and sell businesses, leverage buyouts, all that kind of stuff. I wanted to be sort of like a real estate broker, but business broker, you know, where I help clients buy and sell businesses for a percentage, but like also grow and scale them as well. Which also kind of doing that in a way with one of my clients. But I wanted to be a natural fitness model. I wanted to be a professional bodybuilder, a professional men's physique model competitor. I wanted to be a fitness coach. I wanted to be a master of finance. I wanted to be a best-selling author. I wanted to be a podcaster, international speaker. I wanted to be all these things. And he said, okay, whoa. I'll stop you. Okay, you got a lot of things there, and that's great. But if you only could pick one of them, what one would it be? And I mean, my mind was just like, what do you mean? I'm going to achieve all these. And I still am, by the way. But I didn't understand this concept that he gave me. And the concept that he gave me is if you go all in on one of those, then you can have all of the others. And I decided on the podcast. He said, which one's the most fulfilling to you? Which one's having the biggest impact? I said, the podcast, the Hyperconscious podcast at the time. Mm. And so the vehicles for me have molded and changed and evolved. Like I used to be a fitness coach, then I was a mindset coach, then I was a peak performance coach, now I'm a business coach. So, but coaching was the through line. Coaching sort of stayed, you know, personal development. First it was, you know, fitnessy, then it was a lot of stuff where we talked about relationships for a while, vulnerability on the podcast. Then we started talking a lot about wealth and entrepreneurship. And I think now we're sort of holistic, health, wealth, and love. It's evolved quite a bit, but for me, I've always had like quite a bit of clarity on the future. And so the vehicles pivoted, but the future didn't really. For someone who isn't as future oriented, what is it like when you decide, I don't want this?
I think, and it's a good lesson or it's a good visual for you across our team right now. I won't go into specifics, but like there's a lot of people on the NLU team, you know, who are questioning the path of where they thought they wanted to go. And now there's like, well, maybe I want to come with you guys. Like, I want to just be with you full time. That's my goal. I think there's part of it that's empowering and there's part of it that's terrifying. You know, and I think you have to dig into the whys. The question that I asked this person who said they wanted to have like Gary V level impact at the beginning. And I said, okay, well, now that you're, this is what I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for you to tuck your future children into bed at night? And he was like 10 out of 10. I said, okay, that might be in conflict with traveling around the world speaking. It's still possible, but it might not be the same. And I was like, okay, Let's do this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for you to have the same schedule every day or close to it? And he's like, oh, it's pretty high. I was like, okay, I'm just weeding out, like, then maybe being an entrepreneur isn't for you, because being a successful entrepreneur requires different things. Like there is no, it's, we're recording this at 5:05, right? Like a lot of people are punching out of work right now. And you and I have a coaching call after this and you started early. It's just like, maybe that isn't the thing for you. So I think that sometimes what happens when you change your mind about what you want in your future is you're actually getting clear on what you're capable of. And when I say capable, I don't mean from a ability standpoint. I mean from a weighing of your values, of your beliefs, of your morals, like that. If you want to be a family person, being an astronaut probably isn't for you. And that's okay, because you're going to be up in space for a year at a time. Like, that's okay. If impacting a billion people is your thing, then, you know, that's going to determine things that you're going to say yes and no to also. I think it's super empowering. I think it's super empowering, because then you can kind of get okay with the expectations. You know, you can get okay with the expectations. Like, this is what I said. I said, well, maybe for you, it's having a contractor service where you do what you love doing. If you love working with your hands, like, cool. But also understand that you're not going to have the same level of impact as Gary Vee. Most likely. I mean, of course, some things can happen, but most likely, statistically, it's just not going to happen.
No, you're probably not.
What is up, you guys? My name is Gabby, and I just want to give a huge shout out to Kevin and Alan for the community that they have created and the mission that they are on over at Next Level University. Never in a million years did I think, when I started listening to the Hyperconscious podcast 2 years ago, that I would be as invested as I am today. But here we are 2 years later. I have done group coaching. I truly look forward to every single episode they drop, all of the things that they're teaching. And I am now doing one-on-one coaching with Alan to help level up in my business. And all I gotta say about these guys across the board is they are true, genuine souls. They mean it when they say they are heart-driven, and they mean it when they say they are no BS. And I think that's probably my favorite part about them. They get rid of the fluff. They give you tactical tips and tricks to help you level up in your life, to help you make strides towards your goals. And they've created a community of like-minded people to lean on each other at every single stage of life. So guys, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the impact that you have made in my life. And I am so very excited to see the impact and the waves that you make from here on out.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay with
that? I saw a clip of him last night where he said, I'm going to be doing this for the next 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, like every day.
But that's interesting. That's what he values.
That's what he values, yeah. Do you think, and this is an interesting one for me. I told Kev I would let him run this one, because I don't know if I've ever felt this way.
I don't think
it's hard for me to add value when I never really felt lost ever. Yeah. Except for during the car accident. I had a couple days where I was like completely lost, straight up. Mm-hmm. Had no idea what to do. After the car accident, that's the best way I can relate. I was like, I don't want to do corporate. I know that. And so I have to reinvent myself and reinvent my future. I think from a very young age, I knew what I wanted. Then, okay, when I was super young, I knew I wanted to be a Fortune 50 CEO of a tech company. I knew I wanted to get straight A's in high school and go to WPI. I did that. And then at WPI, Steve Jobs was my hero. I wanted to do that. I did that. And then I was in corporate and I was on my way to that. And then at 26, absolutely shaken. Completely future I thought I wanted was not the case anymore. And then in relationships, like I definitely had, you know, my first long-term relationship was 4.5 years. Second long-term relationship was 5 years. And I did think that I would marry Courtney at the time. But like, I didn't spend a lot of time in lack of clarity. I don't feel like I've spent almost any time in without direction or clarity about my future. I think that's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know how to add value to this episode.
I think the humility is the value of like, maybe it's good that you've never experienced this. You know, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Do you think that this is probably a huge gap in my leadership? I know you don't anymore. Okay. And maybe this is a tangent, I'm not sure, and we got to go soon, but you remember what it was like to feel lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't feel that way at all anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, what is that like? Like just winging it. But what is that like? I've lived there for very short amounts of time, and I think that that's how a lot of our listeners might feel that way to some extent. I genuinely don't know how to help people with a problem I've never had.
I don't know that I can speak to my experience. If you're watching or listening, it could be completely different. But for me, it was very much, I'm not kidding. When I was at my high paying job, I used to joke with the people I worked with, like, if I ever get fired, I'm going to literally kill myself. I wasn't actually saying I would kill myself, but I was thinking to myself, if I lose this job, I'm in trouble because this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like, I just didn't know how to get the results I wanted in the future. That's it. So me getting that job was like, oh my God, I'm going to make $100,000 a year for the rest of my life. Like, that can get me to a brighter future. Brighter, I just didn't know what that meant. And I think that's where a lot of people are. And I think the other thing, Alan, is it is, if you heard the four M's, the five M's of motivation, and you thought to yourself like, oh, wow, I value movement and freedom way more than I realized, that right there is a paradigm shifter of like your future. You could change your mind right now and realize like, I don't want to do this 9-to-5 forever. But I think there's levels to it, Alan, where
I've never intended on doing a 9-to-5 forever. So it's like when you're at that job, you thought you'd have that job forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that. I've never, ever been somewhere where I didn't anticipate that it would change.
I didn't know how to change it. I didn't know how to change it. I didn't decide to get the job. I got lucky. I feel like I got lucky. And this is the thing too. I value movement and freedom so much, but I was willing to put that on the back burner for 4 years or however long I did that
for money,
because I value certainty more.
Right. Money and materials or
money. Certainty. Yeah. And I think in a weird way, you're always going to change your mind about your future in some way, shape or form. It's just how big are the changes and what has to happen after.
It feels like iterations for me.
I think it is.
That's what it is, I think. And I want to be clear. Yeah, exactly. It feels like every single one was more of a tweak than a redesign.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And maybe it's because I was aiming high from the get.
I think the first one is the tweak and everything's an iteration after. Like this person who said, I want this. And I said, do you really? And they said, maybe not. That was the tweak. And now everything's a reiteration of how to get, to get there.
But if you don't have that big, big, big true north, it's kind of like it can't be an iteration because you're not really headed anywhere.
Kind of. Yeah. And just tapping into the Art of Impossible, talking about like how humans are designed to have giant goals that stretch them. So that's not Alan and I just saying have bigger goals. Like that's just the scientific proof behind that's when humans are the most fulfilled, happy, joyous, successful. Yeah.
This is contemplative for me. Anyways,
very contemplative.
What in terms of the tail end of this, just to provide value to the listeners, again, here's a question for you. What do you understand now about this topic that you didn't understand back? Like, explain this to you back when you did feel lost but didn't know any different.
I don't know. And again, I know it sounds like a cop-out, but I don't know that I would have understood this back then. Even if you came and said, like, Kev, you can do anything you want. Like, what do you want to do? I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to be financially free. Like, I knew a lot of what I wanted, not what I wanted to do.
They're so connected. That's a good breakthrough. If anyone's out there listening, think about this. If you know what you want, but don't know what you want to do, realize that you can't get what you want without shifting what you do. They're entirely connected. What you get in life is literally predicated on what you do. What you manifest in life is predicated on what you say, think, do, feel, and believe. And so I think what this topic really is about is the results people want are not congruent with the process they want.
Yeah.
And you have to integrate those two. Lifestyle, quality of life is a byproduct of the results you want and the results you aim for. And it's like this whole journey versus destination thing. They're entirely connected. my journey changed. My journey iterated. My destination always was aiming very, very, very high. The way in which I achieved that has definitely changed.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting. And I wonder to myself if you understood that, like, because you knew what you wanted, the cars and the freedom and the
but I never would have
job, but
I never would have gotten that. I never would have gotten what I wanted, truly. Because even like I didn't know anything about investments. I didn't know anything about multiplying my money. I didn't know anything about like delegating for time. I don't know that I ever would have gotten that. I think the problem for me, and maybe if you're watching or listening, this will resonate with you. I was living with like, I think it'll happen. I was living with a misbelief. And we talked about this. You'll hear this Tuesday for 785, Five Hard Truths You Need to Hear, last week's live podcast. I thought it was just going to happen. I told you in that episode.
Without you having to make it happen?
I just kind of thought it would happen if I kept doing what I was doing. I don't know why I thought that. I just assumed it would.
I think that might be why you've told me a lot of people have wishes rather than actually like, I think that might be why my confidence was high is because I never, everything I intended to achieve was predicated on my own ability to figure out how to do it, how to act. Like it wasn't, I was never winging it. That's the best way I can describe it. And this isn't about me. This isn't an ego thing. I just was never winging it, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I was never just like, I hope ever. I think that's why I can't relate. A little bit.
Yeah. You know, Alan's serious when he calls me by my full name, Kevin.
Kevin. I remember this one person said, you really think you're going to make six figures out of college? And I remember saying like, yeah, that's the plan. And then I did it. And I get it. Like that person was trying to say like, I think he's winging it. Is he probably winging it?
It's delusional. It's people might see delusional optimism of like, yeah, I'm going to make six figures out of college when in your mind you're reverse engineering how to.
Yeah. Always. Yeah,
that's all it is. I never was doing that.
How many people are doing that?
I would say the vast majority.
The vast majority are doing it or aren't doing it?
Are.
Reverse engineering it.
Oh, no. Aren't reverse engineering. No. Okay. From my studies, and I'm sure yours too.
Do you think the listeners are reverse engineering their finish lines? If they're not, by the way, please like do that. Like this manifestation, reverse engineering and manifestation might as well be a synonym.
I think that some are, but you know, from our experiences in coaching people and group coaching, a lot of people's are very much, I hope it'll happen. It's a misbelief of you're not necessarily doing the right things now.
Make it happen.
To make it happen, where I said in group, and we'll go after this, but I said in group coaching recently, I said this would sound arrogant in any room other than this one, because a lot of people would think I'm egoing up and trying to be arrogant, but like I will have my dream car, it's just matter of when. Like I will, and I will have that mansion I want. It's just a matter of when. I couldn't have said that 5 years ago. I would have said, I really hope, like, it'd be nice. Like, it'd be awesome to get that Mercedes. Like, that'd be really awesome. And there's nothing wrong. Like, if you're watching or listening, like, don't take that as a negative. I know the feeling, but you have to start with what do you actually want and how do you intend on getting it? The how you intend on getting it. I know people talk about like, well, just, you know, figure out what you want and the how will appear. It's like, no, it won't. It won't.
No, you have to search for it forever. You have to iterate it forever.
Yeah. Forever. And I think that's something that, again, heart-driven but no BS. Heart-driven but no BS, Kevin would not have been very successful because Kevin didn't know what he actually wanted. 5 years ago, Kevin didn't know what he wanted. I had no clue. I didn't know anything about the love languages. I didn't know anything about the 5 M's of motivation. I didn't know anything about growth and genuinely, I didn't even know about growth and contribution. I didn't know what that meant.
It's wild.
So I think
you talk about that more
for sure.
I feel like that's a superpower for you because it's so relatable. You know,
well, I think sometimes I forget too.
You know, yeah, you didn't sometimes know PPT, right? Like, no. Yeah, it's wild. It's pretty
cool. I didn't know anything about that. I had never, I didn't know
PPT
what starting a business was.
PPT was created by me reverse engineering my own finish lines. Yeah. And then I just repackaged it for everybody. Yeah. And it's like, I didn't realize that other people weren't doing that. I think that's why people used to say you can roll through a pile of shit and come out smelling like a rose. I think they used to say that to me because I always came out better than I went in, but none of that was by accident. None of that was by luck. That was all by design.
Yeah. Well, that's an important distinction for you, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, I was just going to say, I don't, that's more of the exception than the rule.
If anyone's, I care about our listeners so much and we'll go because we do got to crank. But like, if you're not designing your future, you are in trouble. With all the love in the world, like if you're not designing your future now, like just realize that that's a major Jeffing.
Yeah.
You don't have to know everything, but you have to know something. You have to be consciously and proactively designing the future you want. Emilia and I just talked about when we want to have children. We have a WhatsApp group called Conscious Couples. We're talking already about how in 2025, we want to create conscious parents. Conscious parenting is going to be like a facet of our business. Like, that's going to happen. And when that happens, it'll be because we talked about it 5 years prior.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, it's very important that human, like everyone listening knows that manifestation is a process that you do daily. It doesn't, Kevin's AMG GTR or whatever, like that's going to happen, but it's going to happen because of what we're doing right now.
Yeah. It's not just going to happen. That's
right.
That's the thing. And that's like, if you, and I feel like this is us like being very vulnerable and transparent, which I love. If you have ever sensed any aversion to us having a guest on when they talk about manifestation, it's because I don't always believe their version of it.
Yeah. Same.
I don't believe that you'll get it without working for it in some way, shape, or form.
I don't either.
It doesn't happen.
No.
It doesn't happen.
No. And if it does, it's complete luck and right. Or unconscious competency they're not aware of.
Right. And I think that's important. Our goal is to add as much value as humanly possible by taking the risk of saying, hey, this is my truth and this is what my experience has been, and we want to share our experiences with you. And that's it at the end of the day. So last piece before we go. Number one, it's okay to change your mind. You're always going to. Like, you're going to change your mind and your delivery, and it's okay. If you're not 100% clear, that's okay too. Just work on getting a little bit more clear. What do you want? What do you want it to look like? What do you want it to feel like? That's cool. That's cool. Sometimes us changing our minds is us getting closer to the truth. Awesome. Love that. If you're not clear, and this isn't selling, this isn't promoting, reach out to Alan. Alan can help you with that better than anybody I've ever seen. Genuinely. He has a way with that. So reach out to him. That I just think it's important. I think it's important. And the only reason we're telling you the hard truth is because if I had that awareness, and I was able to understand it and do something with it, my life would have been completely different. Maybe I would have started this at 22 instead of 26. Who knows? Who knows? So you never know. You never know. As always, if you are looking to start a podcast, please reach out. I will help you grow, scale, monetize your show as well. Alan and I are multi six-figure business at this point, which I am grateful for, and grateful for each and every one of you, because we get to do this for a living, which, again, at one point for me was a dream. So I got to make sure I keep pinching myself. Tomorrow, for Saturday's episode, Strategy Saturday, a simple way to get control of your money. I'm going to walk you through what Alan has taught me that I do every day that has helped me a ton with finances. Anything else, Alan?
Yeah, just look out for that episode on the 5 M's of Next Level Motivation. That's going to be not only a fire episode, but probably a speech we give in the future.
Love it. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. We're grateful for each and every one of you. We do not have fans. We have family. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.